Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Everything you ever need, desire, or wanted has already been given. You have got to use faith and belief to pull it to you. That's the technology that you use to get what God is calling you. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. I want to talk about that today, and I don't mean that to be prideful. I'll deal with that later, Moses. God has been so good and gracious. Bishop, I quit using the word blessing because it's not big enough. But all this stuff, I now use the word overwhelmed. He has overwhelmed me beyond my wildest dreams. God has been so good and gracious to us. But he's no respecter person. And I've learned from the very beginning of my ministry and my salvation that I don't use my faith for the future, even though it can create a future. But it was made for the now. Now faith is, Hebrews 11, 1. Not tomorrow, not next week, even though it has that ability. But when you want something, you prefer to have it now. And Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is. But the church don't preach that a lot. They say, is faith now? No. Now faith is. I'm going to use a prime example that I want to read this scripture. The other day, I very seldom have a day off. I just preach constantly all the time. But I had a day off. So me and Kathy, she said, where you want to go? I said, I don't know. I've been going. We'll go get lunch or something. Like, yeah, fine. And we stopped at her favorite jewelry store. I don't know why the car just went there. So I walked in, I know the owner, and we were talking and things of that nature. Now, I know when Kathy wants something, because she's like a child, she lights up. And she saw this necklace. And she said, boy, isn't that pretty? And I said, it sure is. And she goes. I said, would you like to have that? And that famous statement, do you want me to have it? I said, that's what I live for. Notice it, she didn't want it for Christmas. You got the revelation, didn't you? She wanted it now. Now, I already had made up my mind that I would do something that day, and no birthdays, nothing special, not any of that kind of stuff. But I was in a now mood. In Isaiah chapter 65, and I want to read one verse. I'm going to do a little teaching this morning. And I love the old King James Version. Let me get the book of Isaiah here. Isaiah chapter 65 is a wonderful verse of scripture. And it's in verse 24. And it says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, the original means before they ask, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So before you have an opportunity to ask, God has answered in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, and financially. Now, I want to say this statement. I may have said it before, but it warrants saying it again. It's a very important statement. Never mix faith and time, because time will become your enemy. Satan will use time to make you quit believing what you're believing for. Now, we all Americans, we want it, and most of us are, Americans want something yesterday. We believe in the now. You see what I'm saying? And there's not a thing wrong with that. Some people think that's greed. No, that's growth. And it shall come to pass that before they ask or call, I will answer. And I'm going to give you some examples of that in my own private life. I want you to write this statement down if you're taking notes. God anticipates our necessities, providing wants in sunshine and rain. Let me give you a prime example of that. God anticipates our necessities, providing wants and sunshine and rain. When God created the Garden of Eden, He did a lot of things before Adam and Eve got there. When he created them, the Bible said he put gold, fine gold, on top of the ground. I mean, they didn't even have to dig it out. Why should you want to sweat to do something like that? Now, why would he put that? Because he knew Eve's going to figure out what to do with gold. Make some jewelry or whatever she likes. But also in that ground was oil, natural gas, coal, everything that anybody could want in our generation before we were ever born. We just needed the technology to be able to get it out of the ground. My plane that I flew today could fly in the 1700s, just as it did today in 2024. The reason why it didn't is because no one had technology on how to do that till somebody began to watch a bird. And they got to thinking, if that bird can do that and watch the different things, then we can do that. And then naturally aviation came into existence. But it was all done before. Everything you ever need, desire, or wanted has already been given. You have got to use faith and belief to pull it to you. That's the technology that you use to get what God is calling you to do. So let me say it again. God anticipates our necessities, providing wants in sunshine and cold and rain. See, God will always do the maximum and not the minimum because he's more than enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do y'all remember about 5 to 7 years ago, I was the number one story in the world. They wanted to kill me over that jet. Y'all remember that? They said I had 4 jets, ABC, CBS, NBC, Inside Edition, even HBO. What are they doing there? I don't know. They wanted to destroy me. You might have seen on Good Morning America and all that kind of stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I now have that jet. Oh, and the next level is an airliner. Now, I'm not bragging about that, but that was already there for me. I just had to use the technology that God gave me in faith and belief to get it to me. You understand what I'm trying to say? So what happened was, and you have to understand this, I did not realize, Bishop, what it would take to receive that kind of a plane. That plane, when it weighs 70,000 pounds. So you got to have something that can push that plane, like a tug, what they call. Not just a regular tug. You got to have something that can push an airliner, like a 737 or something that can push that kind of weight. So I went to mine. I want you to listen to this story, this because not long ago this happened. So I went to my aviation office, and I'm sitting there with Kathy, and it's about 11:35, something like that. And I asked my mechanics. I got 3 full-time mechanics, 2 full-time pilots. I have a full aviation crew. And I said, they all call me boss. They said, boss, it's going to take a lot of equipment to service this kind of an aircraft. I said, okay, well what do you need? He said, well, we need a totally different kind of a tug. A tug, they call it, that's what they're pushing in and out. And I said, well, how much is that? Well, about $115,000. Actually, we need 2 of them. So, okay, $115,000, I'm sitting there. That's $230,000. And I just got there. I said, is there anything else we need to receive this plane? Well, we need what we call a hydraulic mule so we can take all the way up to the top of the plane and blah, blah, and all the kind of different things. I said, well, how much is that? Well, that's about $220,000. Okay, $230,000 and $220,000. I said, okay, is there anything else? Well, you know you want to do a certain kind of paint job on that thing. I said, yes. Well, that's almost $300,000. Okay, that's And I'm thinking, well, my God, now we had about $750,000, almost $800,000. And I said, well, good. Order it. Now, wait, I didn't ask God for any money. I didn't have time. And he went, now? I said, you see me blink? Do it. Now, as I was about ready to get up to go home, the phone rings and it's FedEx. And they said, they called me Reverend DePlanis. Reverend DePlanis, sir, we have a package for you that we were supposed to deliver to you this Monday. Now, this was Thursday. But normally we don't do this, but they know us real well. They're at our offices every day bringing stuff, you know, packages and things like that. And if you want, you can send Fritz over there. He's been with me 41 years. and he can pick up the package. Normally, we don't do that. We deliver it on the day that it's supposed to. But since it's here, if you want it, send Fritz, and we'll just have it, you know, give it to him. And I went, well, what is it? They said, well, Reverend, we don't open up your boxes and your packages. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I said, okay, because I don't open them up neither. You know, somebody in the ministry does all that. I don't know. I said, I'll send Fritz over there. So we send Fritz over there, and I'm thinking, so we got in the car. Now, I'm about 10 to 12 minutes from the airport where I live. So when I got, you know, I got home, and when I was in there was Fritz. He had the package in his hand, and it was a FedEx envelope about this big, like this. And I said, Fritz, you know what this is? And I looked at it, and I looking at the address and where it come from, it didn't make any sense to me, you know. He said, no, sir, I don't. I said, okay, thank you. So I went in the house. And I hadn't asked God anything for the tugs, for the hydraulic mules, and the, you know, all the stuff that he needs just to get that thing so you can function in it. And I opened it up, and there was another envelope inside that envelope. So I thought, my God, why we need two envelopes, you know what I'm saying? But so it was a regular manila envelope about this big, you know. I opened it up, and there was a check in there for $1 million. Now, God had spoken to this person 2 days before I got to my aviation department. I didn't know I needed any of that. Before you ask, I will answer. While you speak, while you're hearing, while I'm speaking, and I thought, Lord, why did you, I needed about $750,000, $800,000. Why would you give me $1 million? He said, I'm always more than enough. See, that takes care of necessities, providing wants in sunshine and in rain, and always giving the maximum instead of the minimum. I said, Lord, I didn't even ask you. He said, you didn't have to. I'm ahead of you. Because everything you can think of, I've already done. It's in my warehouse waiting on you to pull it out. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be financial. Well, that was nice. 2 weeks later, I got another check for $2 million. I said, do your thing, Jesus. Help me, Lord, Jesus. And sure enough, guess what? $2 million coming unexpected that I've got to come up with. Before I could even think, I didn't know it was coming. But that's the kind of God we serve. And my title of my message is, God is looking so he can bless you. Spiritually, physically, financially, every area of your life, all three. Because all of you should not have any needs because he supplies all your needs. You love the Lord the way you sing. He give you the delights of your heart. And then he'll give you all your wants because the Lord's your shepherd and you shall not want. Yeah, but. No, there's no but to this thing. It is what he said. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he said, before you ask means what? God has a message to deliver. He had FedEx coming my way before I knew they were coming. I had no idea or concept of anything of that whatsoever at all. Why? Because God was looking to bless me. He can't help himself. He loves me. He loves you. He wants to do so many things for us. But why won't it happen? Because the church won't allow it. The church will call you greedy. If you say, don't tell me what I'm not going to tell you what I need, Lord. I'm going to tell you what I want. Well, that's greed. No, that's growth. You've heard me say it. I don't never ask God for a need. That's a waste of spiritual energy to me. Why? Because he'll supply. How many need? How many need? Oh, let me get black with it. How many need, Lord? But then why would you even ask about a need? Why don't you just tell him what you want? Kathy didn't need the necklace. She wanted it. When? Yet I had the money before she asked. I didn't know she was going to ask. But God already had set me up to be a blessing. Because he already had blessed me. See, the answer comes even when the prayer is just a thought. Even before you had even said it. The answer's there. And everything you believe in for. You might have some children. You may have raised them at Word of Faith or some other church, and they've kind of walked away from God. Don't worry about that. The Bible said you got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations.
It's just their tough luck. They were born to you. They're going to get it saved whether they like it or not. They may not understand that yet. And let me give you a prime example of that. Labor Day weekend this past September, I was saved 50 years. I got born again on Labor Day weekend, 1974. And I was in Las Vegas, and I was going to preach a service there for Vicky and David Sheeran. I don't know if y'all know them. Word of like wonderful people, blessings of God. Well, I thought that before I went to the church, I was going to just thank God for saving me. Now, what God told me, I've never looked at it like that, and it shocked me. So I went, Lord, I want to thank you for saving, and he interrupted me. He said, Jesse, I want to thank you for receiving me because you didn't have to. And I stopped. That was his heart talking. How many times God pulled upon people, but they wouldn't listen? How many times did God pull on you to get saved, but you turned it away? He said, I want to thank you for receiving me because you didn't have to. You know, you can go to hell if you want. I don't know why you would. Because he won't break your free will. And it touched me so much, and it touches me now when I think about that. I said, my Lord. I said, Father, I'm coming to thank you, and you thanking me for receiving you. He said, it has been fun, hasn't it? I said, it has been wonderful. And I've learned to not just pray, because praying sometimes way out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I believe in prayer. I like conversation. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. What are we doing today? I said, Lord, you don't know what you're doing? You're my hands. You're my feet. Come on, Jesse. Take me somewhere. Bring sunshine where there's rain. In every area of my life. So when you understand that, God is always more ready to answer than we are ready to pray or ask. He's done everything. Everything. It's already been done. See, in the beginning, he finished and then began. See, he finished. That's why you don't freak out, God, when you ask him for something, spiritual, physical, or financial, because he's already finished. Now, begin. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand it before you ask, I will answer. So I got to thinking, in the Lord's, when I was coming over in the plane, he said, tell Word of Faith, I have done everything they want. All they got to do is use the faith and belief that they've been taught for years to jerk it out the warehouse, if it's physical, if it's spiritual or financial. It don't make no difference to God. You know, and it didn't make no difference to me how much that necklace cost. Why? I had it. I got it. And it don't have to be a special day or anything. It can be. It doesn't have to. I just wanted to be a blessing. And the other day I walked in my office. I said, Kathy, cut this check. And it was a sizable check. I said, and give it to the ministry. She said, what for? I said, I just want to bless God. She said, okay. I said, call P up there. Come down and get this check. So she came and P is a supervisor in our financial department. She said, what is this for? Jesse just wants to bless God. She goes, okay. And, you know, and the Lord spoke. He said, you know, I didn't ask you for that. I said, I know. I learned it from you. I said, I was ready. I caught you off guard, didn't I? Now, you may not believe that. I don't care. But when you have that kind of relationship and fellowship, it wasn't that I caught him off guard. It's that it touched his heart. He said, you didn't have to. I said, no, I know I didn't have to. I just thought I'd bless you. I said, what you think? He said, I like it. I said, I knew you would. See, that's knowing each other instead of knowing about each other. You see, and that's done by relationship and fellowship. All these years, Keith and Deborah, we became not only preaching people, but friends. This man has slept in my home, slept a long time in my house. He said, I'm always razzing him. I love you, Bishop. I just call him Keith. He said, now, Jesse, I get up early. I said to myself, not in this house, he ain't. He don't know how much peace is in this house. Boy, they were looking at my hand. They just enjoyed it. He said, I'll take the blue room. I said, oh, God, that's the one that'll knock you out. Just, you know, the colors make you sleep. I don't know what it is. And sure enough, man, so I got up at 5:15 waiting on the bishop. 6 o'clock came, he wasn't there. 7 o'clock came, he wasn't there. 8 o'clock came, he wasn't there. 9 o'clock came, he wasn't there. 10 o'clock, he stuck his head out. What time is it? I said, daylight. God, I've never slept there. Yeah. Peace. Peace. Right bed, right sheets, right covers, whatever you call that stuff. Waiting for them to receive it. It was there before they got there. In fact, I told them, pick anyone you want. I got 6 or 7 suites in my home. I got a real nice house. Don't get mad at me. It ain't my fault. God told me I could have it when I was 5. And I was sleeping on the floor with me and my brother in an 8-foot-wide, 32-foot trailer. We were raised poor. But that's all right. I saw something as a child, and God quickened it to me. Told my mom, I'm going to build a house like the movies. She said, shut up, boy. You're poor. You're sleeping on the floor. But that didn't move me. And I built that house.
Our partner offer this month is going to liberate your life. It's titled, What Does Dead to Sin Mean? Do you realize that in Christ you aren't bound to sin anymore? It's by being alive unto God and dead to the chains of sin. This message is going to set you free. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org to get your copy, and you will be blessed, and you will know the truth.
I love to give honor to God for the glorious moments we receive from people all over the world. Every single one is a walking billboard for Jesus and can be used by Him to touch others like me and you. Each time I read testimonies here on the broadcast or share them in JDM's monthly magazine, I know that God is using them to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. Let's build our faith together right now with these powerful praise reports. This first one says, thank you for your messages of faith and hope. I'm so encouraged when I watch you and read your articles. Thank you for your teachings on healing. They brought healing to my body. I don't have hepatitis or tuberculosis anymore. I'm healed. Bless y'all for being faithful and priests for the body of Christ. Amen. You know, we praise God with you for your healing. God is so good. And here's another one that'll bless you. It says, I'm a partner with your ministry and I have been sowing for a new car. My old car was on its way out. I prayed and asked the Lord for wisdom, whether I should get rid of the old, get the old one fixed or get a pre-owned car or get a new car, none of which I had money for. A week later, I was blessed with a Chevy, free and clear. God was working on everything out, and I have a car that I would have cost me over $15,000. Praise God and thank you for your faithfulness. I love that. You know, God will supply all our needs when we believe Him. This last one says, thank you for your ministry and the blessing of coming across your site. Thank you for leading me in the prayer of repentance. My name is now recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life because of you. Praise God. You know, there's nothing more miraculous than salvation through Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesse and I stand in agreement with you for the salvation of your family and all of your loved ones. God bless you. Have a fabulous week.
Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I pray today's message has raised your expectations of God. He's looking to bless you, and let Him do it. Remember, you serve a God of more than enough, and He always does the maximum, not the minimum. You know, that time the church what just preaches the minimum, when the maximum is yours, and why not receive that? You know, I have a question I want to answer today from a person named Miles. He says, Jesse, why is the word suddenly one of your favorite words in the Bible? You said that in regards to Acts 9, verse 3, that says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. What is it about suddenly that stirs you up? Well, number one, I'm an American. And number two, Americans like things done fast. And I like the word suddenly. I mean, why do you want to wait? Let's just get this thing going. I mean, suddenly there's a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It's very important to God. That's when the Holy Ghost came. The Bible said two will be in the field. Suddenly, one will be taken away. It is just, it's a great word. And suddenly is immediately's twin brother, Miles. Think about that. So that's why I like it. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Because I want things done quickly so we can complete our destiny and reach our destination. Hey, we have a product order for you. It's my new book called Overwhelmed. Like I said in the message today, I quit using the word blessing because it's not big enough. I use the word overwhelmed now. God wants to overwhelm you beyond your wildest dreams. Get your copy at jdm.org and you will be blessed. Partners, thank you for your wonderful, faithful financial support. Without that, without your support, we couldn't do it, you know? Why? Because we cut a covenant between each other. And the anointing of increase is on my life, and it's coming on you. I believe that with every fiber of my being. So thank you for being a partner. If you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I'm telling you, I bring joy. I get rid of depression, despondency, discouragement. Why? Because I know what the Word of God has to say. Be a partner today. And partners, thank you for supporting this ministry. Make sure you're here next week for my Thanksgiving message, A Voice of Thanksgiving. Oh, it's going to be good. I love Thanksgiving. Don't you love the holidays? I do. Have a great and glorious week, and I'll see you next week again, okay? Jesse saying, I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, A Conference for Women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Create your world and walk in it. See, once you understand your destiny, your destination, and all the things that go with it, it is no problem. You can, I can, we can, because He can. And you will walk here just like as if you'd be in heaven.
Once a year and come before God and give Him that day. Just don't say that. I mean, give Him that day. When you give Him that day, guess what happened? My Lord. God says, you mean they're giving me a day? Yeah. And that day is to say, Lord, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've done for me.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.